Hi everyone, I'm Strange Military. Did you know that 13% of us admit to occasionally doing our offspring's homework? Huh? Huh?
Get off the fucking stage!
Wait.
Woo!
91% of us lie regularly. Get it? I got 30 more minutes of this. 10% of us claim to have seen a ghost, not counting Casper.
And then the hell mouth opened.
Edit all of that out. Let's start over.
People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone.
Welcome to Extra Credit, the Cash Popo podcast. The snakes in the bullpen tonight are Dr. A.
Amazing new research. Beer contains female hormones.
Ash 2.
Did you know that you are a terrorist according to the Department of Defense? So are all the founding fathers.
Fruit Hag.
What change Obama has brought to America? Muslims! All of a sudden, Islam is taught in schools. Christianity and the Bible are banned at schools.
Goose.
Florida man arrested after leaving marijuana as a tip for coffee. Now on Strange Golf,
Doctor.
I just like to lick them, not eat them. Stay away from small furry animals and seek professional medical help immediately.
You're gonna need it after you read this website.
It's all gonna stop being as useful advice from here.
And Amelia Blank. He's not a graduate of Columbia University. He's not a graduate of Harvard. He wasn't selected as the president of Harvard Law Review. He didn't get a special free quota scholarship ride to any prestigious university, and instead had to work his way through Miami University of Ohio. For God's sake, the man drove the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile!
And that man.
Oh,
that man.
And take a guess who that man is!
Albert Einstein.
Close.
Abraham Lincoln.
It's really close. Really close to Einstein. It was Paul Ryan.
Oh.
People to turn up. Bilderbergers. People pack burners. People just burn one. Learn one. Each one teach one. People flee from having no freedom. People we need them. Complex like people. Hell is people. People are evil. Threading a needle. Let my people go. People enjoy them. People enjoy them.
Hi, Extra Credit.
Hi.
I didn't see you there.
You guys remember the cliched, like, forward emails that you would get circa 2005?
Kinda.
Yes.
From, like, your grandparents?
That's how I made my income. Or... I mean, that's how my people got...
You mean, like, yesterday from my aunt? Yeah.
My grandparents didn't know about computers then, but I'm familiar with the concept.
Well, for some reason, there's a website that kind of, I don't know. Dr. A, tell us what the fuck this is.
Okay, so a while ago, I was trying to search up an image, and I found this website called strangemilitary.com. And it has all the horrible jokes that your, like, parents, grandparents would send you. And it looks amazing. But it's also part of a, like, group of websites like Strange Military, Strange Farming, Strange for
There's
Kids.
There's like Strange Kids with a Z.
Because it's hip.
Oh, sorry, it's Strange Fun Kids.
Is there one that just like takes posts from different subreddits and then it's just strange R things?
Well, here's the thing about these websites, because Dr. A and I were looking through these together. It's like 25 different websites, but the content is like almost entirely the same across the sites, but not quite. It's really weird.
Wow.
So you'll find that Strange Military and Strange Golf will be like 95% the same stuff.
StrangeOldWhitePeople.net.
The Golf Military.
It's kind of strange too, because I'm looking at this background. And it has no background. I can't see a background on this one.
Oh, you're lucky, because what the background is that you're missing is like a sandstone textured camouflage background.
That's why I can't see it. Ah.
Fuck off.
Big military planes.
The perfect military background.
I hate this website already, because it's fucking I can't tell where I am. And
that
I
won't
feel
change,
like,
don't worry.
I feel like I'm drowning in bad font and formatting.
When we were going through this website, it was maybe like the angriest I've ever been in my life.
Yeah.
So I'm glad I signed up for this.
And you're passing this on to us now. Thank you.
Dr. A, since you put this together, maybe you could tell us where we should start. So I'm going to just link the first link in the doc. And you just start reading where you, just start reading where you think we should start, because I'm confused.
Okay.
Right off the bat, it says right at the top, e-letter, strangecosmos.com, and we are on strangemilitary.com.
April fun!
April fun!
Yep. So for the most part, where we're going to read this, it'll be under today's featured humor.
Yay.
Today's featured humor for April 23rd, 2014.
Which volume is this for the e-letter?
Oh, it's volume 1315.
Jesus.
Great.
Okay, so today's featured humor is, are you normal? These stats will tell you.
Will they?
Yes.
Well, is it normal hasn't, so someone has to.
You seem to have already lost your faith in this website. Come on.
Is it normal? Is it normal?
Okay.
Back when you had to deliver these things through email.
You know what? You know the E stands for electronic.
Yes, electronical mail.
Wow.
Whoa, okay. Sorry to interrupt, but what's this? Do you guys see that the same thing I'm seeing on the left-hand side, that survey? That what do you think of President Obama's leading from behind strategy?
Yeah, let's not look at that.
Ooh, oh my god.
No.
Okay, moving
on.
Sorry.
This website is kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
For the listener, the first option is it keeps the Arabs and Muslims happy. But
yay. Well, that's good. I love it when people are happy.
Yeah, me too.
I feel like I'm back in the nursing home when my grandfather on Father's Day said that, you know, maybe our family would be okay with having a Negro at the family reunion, and I got immediately drank gin from the bottle.
No! Okay, Dr. Ray, I think we need humor to get us through this.
Let's
fucking
this. Okay, everyone, shut up. Shut up for a second.
Okay, I'm shutting up.
Are you normal? Facts about Americans. Did you know that? Remember when you're reading this.
I did know that.
90% of people say that they sometimes lie.
Okay, so I'm going to ask the
other 10%. So this is useless,
then. How can you believe...
I'm going to ask the other 10% if the 90% would tell me to go through the door on the left.
90% say that they sometimes lie, but we don't know how often or if they're telling the truth when they say that they sometimes lie. So basically throw out this whole list because God knows if any of it's true.
One of us speaks 90% in lies. The other speaks 90% in truths.
So Dr. A, if I were to ask someone else, what would they tell me... some stats about.
Okay, around the house, 21% of us don't make our beds daily. 5% of us never do.
What does that mean?
Yeah. I'm a proud member of the 5%.
Me too.
Yeah.
The 21% will rise up. Occupy bed making. Go on.
I'd occupy a bed anytime.
Please keep reading.
Okay, men do 29% of laundry each week. Only 7% of women trust their husbands to do it correctly.
What does that mean? They only do 29% of laundry each week?
Well, here's the thing. Married gay men never do laundry. They just wear their clothes and then throw them out because they don't trust their husbands to do it correctly.
And that's why it looks so fabulous.
Goose. No, they just do 29% of the laundry. Just leave everything else out. 40% of women have hurled footwear at men.
Was the person that threw their shoes at George W. Bush, was that a woman?
I mean, footwear doesn't necessarily just mean shoes. I have seen I saw my mother throw socks at my dad.
I mean, I've probably thrown socks at someone. Does that make me a woman?
40% of you,
these
at least.
These statistics are very
Welcome
unclear.
To the sisterhood.
I mean, there are some men I'd like to throw my stilettos at.
I said I was sorry!
85% of men do not use the slit in their underwear.
Okay, wait. Time out. What slit? Y'all have a slit in your underpants?
Well, there's like a little flap so you can pee standing up.
Oh, and another one in the back that you can poop through.
God damn! even underwear is sexist! Jesus Christ! Men have everything!
Okay, and also, 65%... 67.5% of men wear tidy whities. That means creeps.
No. That's not what that says.
Oh. What? Okay, yes. 67.5% of men wore tidy whities.
But then they got better.
I mean, that's basically the Republican Party.
Here is my favorite thing on this page. 59% of us say we're average looking. Congratulations, I think you found the meaning of average.
Oh, man. I wonder what a statistician would think of this fucking...
Here's how old this website is. 53% of us would take advice from Ann Landers.
Isn't she dead?
I was like, here's another thing that kind of dates it. 37% claim to know how to use all the features on their VCR.
Okay, that number's way too fucking high.
Yeah, even when VCRs were everywhere, that's too fucking high.
We gotta read the love and sex statistics.
Yes, I want to read some of them.
Go ahead.
Only 29% of us are virgins when we marry. How many claim they are?
I don't know. It's your job to find out.
If
asshole.
Only there was some way to find out statistics.
Try before you buy.
Who is this judgy asshole in the parentheses?
Strange military. Comedian at large.
Oh, I married a virgin.
It actually says right under it that this was all submitted by
Pasadena Phil.
So in parentheses, just read it in Pasadena Phil's voice.
Pasadena Phil!
Pasadena Phil!
Hey guys, it's Pasadena Phil here.
Pasadena Phil does not own a shirt that is not a bowling shirt.
I did imagine that.
Are you related to Puxatawny Phil?
I don't know why I just googled Pasadena Phil expecting to find anything. And I really don't know why I found something.
Oh god, is he the evil twin of Punxsutawney Phil?
I think so.
He has a profile on theblaze.com.
If he says
if the house did not pass a bill that even remotely starts to rein in the NSA domestic snooping, says Pasadena Phil.
Whoa.
Men say the average erect penis is 10 inches. Women say it's 4. Get it?
Men and women are both stupid and wrong. I look back at the doc and the next link is 13 reasons why a handgun is better than a woman. I think I'm learning a lot about this website.
This one was written by,
this one doesn't say.
It doesn't?
No.
This might be the... What?
The strange military.
Sorry, just every... I look any spot on this webpage and just something is bewildering and it's very easy to get distracted.
There's a good quote I just want to read real quick from here. It's under the quotes or silly quotes. Depression is merely anger without enthusiasm.
Yay.
Oh, nice. Go fuck yourself.
I'd like to read something, just sort of a little palate cleanser after that last thing. Mm. This is in the sidebar. It says today's news and humor. Item number 4. Did Hillary's unsecured server cause Iranian scientists to be hanged for treason? Should she be?
Let's get into some jokes.
I don't think you understand what pelicanses are. 13 reasons why a handgun is better than a woman.
Warm, warm.
So, who out there is ready to laugh? So,
I
number
could
one.
Use some laughs.
I was before you stepped on stage.
Well, too bad, I'm not getting off.
No one will be.
Number one, you can buy a silencer for a handgun. Number two, you can have a handgun at home and another for the road.
You skipped one, but that was very funny.
Well, I mean, you know, you can trade a .44 for two .22s, but you all know that.
Is that how guns work? That you can just be like, hi, I have this one big gun. Can I have two smaller guns? And they go, sure, here you go. Enjoy.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes.
Sir, I have
the nasally person in the back.
Sir, I have a 44-year-old woman. Can I trade her for two 22-year-olds?
Weren't you listening? You can do that with guns, but not women.
Oh, I'll take a Love Live body pillow if you don't have a real woman.
I'm gross in several ways.
Here you go. Take one of mine.
Oh, thank you.
I don't know who I am right now. Who is my character? I'm just around.
Like, I feel like we're playing internet guess who.
I think yourself in scenario, I think.
Yeah, it's just me. Do you want one of my body pillows?
If you admire a friend's handgun and tell him so, He will be impressed and let you try a few rounds with it.
So,
what the fuck?
A handgun is better than a woman because a woman has a concept of rape.
Because you cannot fuck your friend's wife. That's why guns are good.
But I can fuck my handgun, and I can fuck my friend's handgun.
My penis is just the right size to fit against the guard and the trigger.
Oh god, this is what those homeopathy people should be doing.
No, it's not. It's not.
Put the handgun in my butt.
Put it through the slit in my underwear.
Found it in the butt by my friend's handgun.
Number five is, your primary handgun don't mind if you have a backup.
Oh my god.
That's fresh new humor.
It's okay to have a side gun.
How much pussy does one man need?
All of it.
Well, that's why they call most guns a sidearm.
Just fucking learn how to do sex, okay?
What's number six?
Your handgun will stay with you even if you are out of ammo.
Fuck does that mean? What? Is that money or sperm?
My wife left me.
Yeah.
I'm infertile and my wife left me. I better tell strange military.
Your gun will still love you even if you have erectile dysfunction.
Read number eight so I can yell at you.
Wait, but first, number seven. A handgun doesn't take up a lot of closet space. Which, you know what that means? More guns!
Women be like, I have clothes.
I put my wife in the closet.
So, this...
But she's huge.
That's where she lives till she cooks me dinner.
A lot of this has been kind of offensive to women. Do you have one that's not offensive to women?
Maybe. Let's see. Handguns function normally every day of the month.
Fuck you!
Fuck you!
That was really good. I liked it a lot.
I'm gonna push you down the stairs.
Die in a fire.
Why is vagina dentata not real? I wish.
I know, right?
Oh my god.
Number 10, I think he speaks from experience. A handgun does not mind if you go to sleep after you're done using it.
Oh god.
I like that wording. When you're done using it.
Number 11, it's easier to get a gun in America than a woman.
Hashtag true force loneliness.
Alright, so 11. You can have more than one handgun living in the same house without having problems.
Handguns don't live!
They also can go
off. Wait. Sorry. You can't have multiple women in the same house without... I guess problems are pretty universal to everybody's life.
No, but if you have a house that's just filled with men, there are absolutely no problems.
Yes, I know. I know that.
Actually, yeah. Then I take it back, because even if you have multiple handguns living in your house, which horrifying concept that they're alive.
No, frat houses are just peaceful.
Number 12. A handgun doesn't care how big your trigger finger is, Linda.
What does that mean?
It means I have a 10-inch penis, but she says it's 4.
That's not even true. If your finger is too fat, you're not going to be able to fit it in there to pull the trigger.
This is Trump, and he's really upset because he can't even fucking finger blast a woman.
Because he's got baby hands.
His tiny fingers don't reach.
Look here. Look. My hands are enormous. They've been able to... please a woman on every occasion.
So, I'd like to talk to you about the Blonde Medical Dictionary.
Why are you in my house?
So, blondes, right? You know what they think an artery is? It's the study of paintings.
Waitress, can I get another scotch?
Bacteria. Back door to the cafeteria.
Check, please. Check, please.
Wait, I got so many more. Barium is what to do with when the treatment fails.
Okay, we're leaving.
Waiter, please.
Hey, if you were to ask a blonde what a bowel is, they'd say it's a letter, like A-E-I-O or U.
Okay, we're not waiting for the food. Let's just leave.
Okay.
Cat scan. Searching for kitty.
No.
Like what our president did. Cauterize is when you make eye contact with her.
Are you just vomiting up your soul?
Call the police, please. Just call the police.
Is it when you're making eye contact with the cat?
Colic? It's a sheepdog.
Okay. I guess it's like a collie?
No.
Oh,
That doesn't really work, though.
No, it doesn't.
Sorry, I feel like I'm boring you all so much.
Yeah.
It's like you're all in a coma, which is a punctuation mark, according to blondes.
Genital means non-Jewish. Hangnail means coat hook. Impotent means distinguished, well-known. Labor pain means hurt at
no,
work.
No, I think she knows what impotence means.
Oh.
Please, I can't do this anymore.
You can't.
Nitrate cheaper than... Sorry, nitrate cheaper with two E's than day. Node was aware of. Outpatient. Person fainted. Post-op. Letter carrier. Recovery room. Place to upholster. Rectum.
Go on.
Dang near killed him. Rheumatic. Amorous. Wait, what? Rheumatic? Oh, romantic. Huh? Amorous. Secretion. Hiding something. Tablet. Small table. Terminal illness. Sick at airport. Tibia. Country in North Africa. Tumor. More than one. Urine. Operative. You're out. Varicose. Nearby. Vein. Conceited. Kill me, please.
Positron, can you read? Tell us all about the killer biscuit wanted for attempted murder.
Lisa Burnett, 23, a resident of San Diego, was visiting her in-laws, and while they went to a nearby supermarket to pick up some groceries, period, several people noticed her sitting in her car with the windows rolled up and with her eyes closed, with both hands behind the back of her head. One customer, who had been at the store for a while, became concerned and walked over to the car. He noticed that Lisa's eyes were now open, and she looked very strange. He asked her if she was okay, and Lisa replied that she'd been shot in the back of the head and had been holding her brains in for over an hour. The man called the paramedics, who broke into the car because the doors were locked and Lisa refused to remove her hands from her head. When they finally got in, they found that Lisa had a wad of bread dough on the back of her head. A Pillsbury Bat biscuit canister had exploded from the heat, making a loud noise that sounded like a gunshot, and the wad of dough hit her in the back of her head. When she reached back to find out what it was, she felt the dough and thought it was her brains. She initially passed out, but quickly recovered and tried to hold her brains in for over an hour until someone noticed and came to her aid.
Wow,
Lisa
she sounds
is
really...
blonde.
Oh, never mind. Mystery solved.
Yeah, I guess...
She's blonde.
That's it.
That's the joke.
She's blonde. And blondes be blonde. Like, oh god, my brains are coming out, please help.
Someone finally noticed and came to her aid, and man door, hand hook, car door.
I looked on Snopes.
Yep.
This was
true.
In 1994, comedian Brett Butler of Grace Under Fire fame was using the biscuit bullet story in her act. But it's
based on a true story.
And also, it says a version that emerged online during the summer of 2008 closed with Linda is a blonde, a Democrat, and an Obama supporter, but that could be irrelevant.
God.
Oh, God.
To which, what I have to say is fuck you. Into a hole in the earth full of salt and broken glass. Like,
fuck you into the hole that was made for you.
Yeah. God.
I hope you take a biscuit can to the back of the head.
Mm-hmm.
This is called 1955 versus 2014. Our PC lunacy is
I remember back
us.
The good old days of 1955 when schools were segregated.
I want to preface this with a very short story. Which is, so my grandfather, is an asshole, but he's, like West Point class of 41. And, one day, you know, like we were going over his correspondence because I used to, like, do secretary shit for him because he's blind. But,
Because he's blonde?
Yes. and pickled. But, so anyway, and I was like, oh, yeah, you get a letter from so-and-so. And he goes, oh, my wife? And I was like, wait. And I looked at the name and it was like, Henry so-and-so, and I was like, this, your wife? And he's like, yeah, that's what you call your roommate your first year of military school is your wife. So, anyway, let's go on to how our PC lunacy is destroying us. So, I guess those were the good old days. All right, so here's our first scenario, right? Here's the first scenario. Johnny and Mark get into a fight after school. 1955, crowd gathers, Mark wins, Johnny and Mark shake
hands
and
are
friends.
2014.
Don't touch me, motherfucker. You're just a little chicken. You're not good.
He's my best friend.
Oh my god.
I'm fed up with this world.
That's
Johnny is fed
that's
up with this
changed
world.
The entire game.
Oh, this is, I really. All right. So, 2014. Police called and they arrest Johnny and Mark. Period. Charge them with assault. Both expelled, even though Johnny started it. period. Both children go to anger management program for 3 months. School board holds meeting to implement bullying prevention program.
Why is that bad?
While Denny watches.
Well, yeah, why is that worse? I don't...
Because Lisa is a blonde.
Oh, yeah. But she's so beautiful.
I think
it's
very telling that this person says that 1955 was the good old days.
Yeah.
Okay. So scenario, Robbie won't be still in class, disrupts other students. 1955. Robbie sent to the office and given 6 of the best by the principal. Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Wait.
So the principal physically abuses him and then what?
Returns to class, sits still, and does not disrupt class again. 2014. Robbie give... Disclaimer, I have ADHD, and I almost punched right through my laptop screen. 2014, Robbie given huge doses of Ritalin becomes a zombie. Tested for ADHD, result deemed to be positive.
Happy Halloween.
Robbie's parents get disability payments and school gets extra funding from government because Robbie has a disability. How is it? But like, it is
a disability.
Liberals.
Back in my day, we could just punch children and traumatize them.
you just punch them right.
Whoa. Who said anything about punching?
No, you give him 6 of the best because the principal has 6 fingers on that one hand.
Did you guys know a lot of?
So he's the piano player.
Guys,
from
a lot
Gattaca.
Of serial killers of the 60s and 70s and 80s developed their obsession with violence because of abuse at school.
The good old days.
Right. I think I just quickly just cut in and say something. There are actually 2 of these. There's the 1955. And then there's 1957 versus 2014.
Ooh.
Oh, man, back when everything really went nuts.
As I say, actually, I think we should move to the second one because there's a lot, like, deeper responses. So I'm just going to link it.
So are we ever going to go to a joke list that is comparing a year post-Brown versus the Board of Education versus today?
No.
That does sound funny.
No, because before Brown v. Board of Education was the goal of this. Anyway.
I can picture the author that's like going, ha, want to hear a joke? Brown versus Wade.
Brown versus Wade?
That's, wow.
Desegregation versus abortion in a cage match.
Mortal Kombat! All right. So let me do the final one, right? So is scenario, Johnny falls over while running during morning break and scrapes his knee. He's found crying by his teacher, Mary. She hugs him to comfort him. 1955, Johnny feels better and goes on playing. 3 days later, his knee is healed.
It's what? What is it?
It's healed like what you teach
healed.
A dog to do.
He became a heel wrestler.
Wow, he really fucked up his knee. He scraped it. I didn't realize he scraped it off.
Like his knee is fine, but he just needs to hear it from the crowd.
I didn't know I was back in Jackass City.
I'm picturing where he falls over and Mary comes up. Oh, Johnny, you're right. Take that.
Now, what would happen if that were to happen
two years ago?
All right, 2014. Mary is accused of being a sexual predator and loses her job. She faces 3 years in prison. Johnny undergoes 5 years of therapy and ends up gay. I'm pretty sure in 1955.
Fuck you, David M., who submitted this. Hey, David M., fuck you. Hey, David M., fuck you.
In 1955, he was also gay, but the difference was that in 1970, he was... No, you know what? I can't make this joke, because fuck you, David M.
Hey, David M., fuck you.
Hey, David M., fuck you.
The M stands for my face needs a fist in it.
David M., you are the reason why all your children drink, why you are not allowed to see your grandchildren, and why nobody at work wants to talk to you.
Hey, David M., I wonder why you submitted this without giving us your full name.
Last name's motherfucker.
Fuck you.
I say, speaking of drinking, here's another list. This is why teachers drink. Actual test questions or answers from 16-year-olds.
I'm gonna put actual in quotes.
Yes.
It's implied. We're on the site.
Okay, let's all take this test together. Name the 4 seasons.
Season 1, season 2, season 3, and season 4.
Okay,
season
definitely. I know definitely know Beyonce, and then it's Kelly Rowland, I think.
Kelly Ripa.
No, she's white.
Kelly Clarkson.
No.
Wait. Okay, there's the Indigo League. Then there's the Orange Islands. And then there's the Johto League.
Right.
And then Advanced Generation.
There's George Paul.
There's season one John of The Office. Ringo. There's season two of The Office. There's season three of The Office. And there's season four of The Office.
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Zeo. Okay. That's enough.
There's
Mighty
Turbo,
Morphin Power
Lost
Rangers
in Space.
Zio. It was just called Power Rangers Zeo. And then there was Power Rangers Turbo. And then Power Rangers Dino Thunder.
No, you skipped Lost in Space.
Okay, we've given you a lot of good answers, Dr. A.
Yeah, were we right? Nerds. Wait, so what's the actual answer?
Okay, the actual answer the person gave was salt, pepper, mustard, and vinegar. Aha! Okay, so question. In a democratic society, how important are elections?
Very important. Sex can only happen when a male gets an election.
If your election lasts more than 4 weeks, consult the Supreme Court.
An actual 16-year-old wrote this.
I just looked at the next answer to the next question. It has a little thing at the end in parentheses that says, shoot yourself now, there's little hope, and I'm kind of feeling it.
Yeah.
Can I tell you guys...
That's the best advice this website has given me.
I can cut this whole thing short by telling you an actually legitimately funny thing that my sister once got. She's a teacher, and that she said once got from an actual 16-year-old. Which was she is a math teacher, and she made a question about, you know, like, Farmer Bob, you know, he wants to build a fence, and he wants to use one side of his barn so he doesn't use all of his fence. You know, what's the optimal, like, space arrangement? And this kid, like, his answer was correct, but his handwriting was very, like, he was one of those kids that writes with, like, very big letters, so, you know, the words all look squished together. And he ended up, he was like, well, you know, the penis longer than it is wide. And they had that up in the teacher's lounge at her school for months. And now we don't have to read the rest of this because you know an actually funny thing that a 16-year-old wrote on a test.
Yeah.
Here's another reason that we don't need to read the rest of this. I scrolled down and it says, what does varicose mean? No. Nearby. Give the meaning of the term cesarean section. The cesarean section is a district in Rome. Hey, website. You already did that one. Yeah. What's a terminal illness when you're sick
are
at the airport?
Are all 16-year-olds blonde?
Yeah.
Parentheses bet she was blonde.
And then it mocks people that are epileptic.
Uh-huh. I get it.
Okay, so now, because it's so near to Christmas time, let's have some non-PC Christmas fun.
Yeah, finally.
I hope that means an orgy like the good old days.
All right, I clicked the link. Now let me just scroll up to the top, like most websites.
Okay, so I will play Santa, and anyone else just read the letters.
Dear Santa, I would like a cool toy space ranger for Xmas. You've been a good boy all year. Your friend, Billy.
Dear Billy, nice spelling. You're on your way to a career in lawn care. How about I give you a freaking book so you can learn how to read and write? I'm giving your older brother Space Ranger. At least he can spell. Santa.
Why are you being
this
so...
is the letter that... This started Billy Mitchell's career. This is the letter that started Billy Mitchell the way he is today.
I got a little bit... Real talk, I got a little bit too into character and I'm actually crying right now.
Billy, it's okay. No.
Santa,
I'm sorry, Billy!
It's okay, Billy.
Santa,
you know who'll take you is the synagogue.
Oh,
like God doesn't write you nasty letters anyway.
But I'm on this website, so I probably hate Jews.
Well, yeah, but you hate the Jews.
Sorry, maybe that's an unfair.
You hate the Jews that you think are like Shagos, but you know.
Dear Santa, I have been a good girl all year, and the only thing I ask for is peace and joy in the world for everybody. Love, Sarah.
Dear Sarah, your parents smoked pot when they had you, didn't they?
Okay, Santa.
All right,
Sarah.
How dare you ask for peace?
Okay, I'm sure Santa's an asshole.
Well, now Sarah's gonna ask for pot every year. From Satan.
Some? Sincerely, Santa Claus.
Dear Santa, I don't know if you can do this, but for Christmas, I'd like for my mommy and daddy to get back together. Please see what you can do. Love, Teddy.
Dear Teddy, Look, your dad's banging the babysitter like a screen door in a hurricane. Do you think he's gonna give up that to come back to your frigid fat mom who rides his ass constantly?
Wow, Santa, you're really
Santa!
Good.
Santa's
I can see why your career is delivering presents to children and making them happy.
It's time to give up that dream. Let me give you something nice. Let me give you some nice Legos instead. Maybe you could build yourself a family with those.
Holy shit, Santa.
You know what
the fuck is your problem?
This offends me both as a human being and as a person who likes to write comedy, because there's a joke you could make.
This offends me as a person who likes Legos.
Like, I feel like even letters from Krampus would be funnier. You know?
Like, you could make a joke about how they're not going to get back together.
The next one is a lot funnier.
Santa, I think you're going to be nice to this person.
Yeah, the next dear one's Santa. Really just sort of a new leaf for Santa.
Yeah, dear Santa, I want a new bike, a PlayStation, a train, some G.I. Joes, a dog, a drum kit, a pony, and a tuba. Love, Francis.
Dear Francis, who names a kid Francis nowadays? I'm going to give you a doll instead because I bet you're gay.
Because had to be gay.
Because what your parents name you determines how gay you are.
My parents were fans of Cooking with Dog. Thank you very much.
I think these letters didn't go to Santa. They went to David M on accident.
I'm starting to be glad that Tim Allen killed this guy in Santa Claus.
No, this is Tim Allen Santa.
No. All right, someone's got to kill Tim Allen Santa.
I'm
the
on
only
it.
Way.
I don't what, like this what, having a what, sequel.
What a bloated, washed out TV comedian do you want to replace him with?
Larry the Cable Guy.
No.
Hey, cool.
I got you. Protech OTC.
I'm gonna skip.
Cat Williams.
I'm gonna skip one because, okay. Dear Santa, what do you do the other 364 days of the year? Are you busy making toys? Your friend Thomas.
Why did you skip that one? Do you not like the sentence, milk gives me the shits and carrots make the deer fart in my face when riding in the sleigh?
You know what? Yeah, I did want to skip that, but thank you.
Okay, so, dear...
Well, help your friend Thomas here.
Don't worry, this one's a lot less offensive.
Dear Thomas, all the toys are made by little kids like you in China. Every year I give them a slice of bread as a Christmas bonus. I'll have a condo in Vegas where I spend most of my time making low-budget porno films. I unwind by drinking myself silly and squeezing the asses of cocktail waitresses while losing money at the craps tables. Santa, P.S. Tell your mom she got the part.
Yay, my mom got the part. Thanks, Santa.
Yeah, you found her.
It's a Christmas miracle.
Okay, Fru Hag, can you end this?
Just okay, end it.
No,
end it.
Don't read that.
Suicide.
There's a gun in the drawer. Just kill me.
Yeah.
Dearest Santa, we don't have a chimney in our house. How do you get into our home? Love, Marky.
This is Marky Mark, right?
Yes.
Mark.
Sincerely,
okay, so
Mark Wahlberg.
P.S. Please bring presents for all the Funky Bunch.
Did you like my movie, The Happening? I was in that.
Okay, so Mark. First, stop calling yourself Marky. That's why you're getting your ass kicked at school. Second, you don't live in a house. You live in a low-rent ghetto apartment complex. Third, I get in your house and I get inside your pad just like all the burglars do, through your bedroom window. Sweet dreams, Santa.
Oh, it's adorable dog whistle racism.
Man, fuck this PC culture that won't let me be racist.
Oh my god. Oh. Santa seems really cool.
I found one that I've actually, like, this is a joke that I've heard before, but it actually legitimately made me smile. Can I read it?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. So it's Macho Man visits female dentist.
Oh yeah.
All righty.
Look.
Yeah.
The
female dentist pulls out a numbing needle to give the man a shot.
No way. No needles. I hate needles. The patient said.
The dentist starts to hook up the nitrous oxide, and the man objects.
I can't do the gas thing, brother. The thought of having the gas mask on suffocates me.
The dentist then asks the patient if he has any objection to taking a pill.
No objection, the patient says. I'm fine with pills.
The dentist then returns and says, here's a Viagra. The patient says,
wow, I didn't know Viagra worked as a painkiller.
It doesn't, said the dentist, but it's going to give you something to hold on to when I pull your tooth.
Wait, how's he?
I'm more amused by the lack of reaction.
I probably think this was funnier if I wasn't seeing it on this camouflage background.
Yeah. See, it's funniest to me because I imagine the guy like hanging on to his dick until it like fucking pops out of his hand like a bar of soap and hits the ceiling.
The cream always rises.
It's like one of those weird squishy tube things you get in like an aquarium gift shop.
Yeah. Which is how a foreskin was described to me once. It's just like one of those that goes over your dick. Is that
okay?
Gentlemen? Anybody?
I don't know. I already told you I'm Jewish. I didn't think that was funny, but I'm God.
Okay.
You know, compared to all the other jokes we've been reading in this episode.
You're right. Bar's pretty low.
I want to tell everyone about love and marriage in today's social media nightmare.
Fruit Hag, why don't you read Dearest Daddy part, and I'll read the response.
Dearest Daddy, I am coming home to get married soon, so get out your checkbook.
Oh, sorry, this is not supposed to be a little girl.
I fucking hope not.
Sorry, let me start over. Dearest Daddy,
there we go.
Get married soon, so get out your checkbook. I'm in love with a boy who is far away from me. As you know, I am in Australia. I don't know why I'm telling you this.
As you know, Scotland. As my father.
I ran away from home.
Frankly, I'm not sure why I included that. We met on eHarmony, became friends on Facebook, had long chats on WhatsApp, he proposed to me on Skype, and now we've had 2 months of relationship through Viber.
The fuck's Viber?
Oh, is that one of those USB dildos?
We met on Bebo.
We met on Omegle.
We got married on LinkedIn.
We would share copyrighted material on Vimeo.
Our first child is going to be
Our first child is gonna be named Sasuke.
Neopets.
Neopets, thank you. I was looking for some, like, I was like, oh shit, I can't say Omegle, I already said Omegle.
My beloved dad.
Neopets and Club Penguin.
My beloved dad, I need your blessing, good wishes, and a really big wedding. ! Lots of love and thanks, your favorite daughter, Lily.
Alright, so I'm hoping the father's gonna be, you know, be firm but gentle about the fact that you're just only dated for 2 months, because this is his own flesh and blood.
My dear Lily, like, wow, really cool. Whatever. I suggest you two get married on Twitter. Have fun on Tango, buy your kids on Amazon, and pay for it through PayPal. And when you get fed up with this new husband, sell him on eBay, Dad.
Wow, thanks, Dad.
You're welcome. You're welcome, daughter.
What a great help you've been.
This is why we don't fix your VCR anymore, Dad.
Did I do something to upset you?
So this is not the first time this happened?
I love you dearly, but I'm an asshole.
Is there a human baby trade on Amazon?
Actually, I think I've heard about people trying to sell their babies on eBay.
Amazon seems like you can't do
if
that.
If you're looking for kids in bulk and for cheap, you should try going to Alibaba, though.
Oh.
You're probably wondering, where's the poetry? And it's right here.
Oh boy.
Yes.
Positronic, do you want to read a women's poem?
Oh, of course. A woman's poem. Before I lay me down to sleep, I pray for a man who's not a creep. One who's handsome, smart, and strong. One who loves to listen long. One who thinks before he speaks. One who'll call, not wait for weeks. I pray he's rich and self-employed, and when I spend, won't be annoyed. Pull out my chair and hold my hand, ... massage my feet and help me stand.
What?
Oh, send a king to make me queen, a man who loves to cook and clean. I pray this man will love no other and relish visits with my mother.
Oh, okay.
All right, let me see. You have
Goose, could you read the man's
poem? Failed the Bechdel test. I didn't know that women needed men to help them stand.
My legs are very weak.
Okay. Now, all right. Do you want this? Do you want this in royalty voice, or do you want Gollum?
Gollum, please. Holy shit.
Okay, Gollum. You want Gollum?
Can you do both?
I can't do Gollum royalty, but, all right. So I'm gonna do Gollum. So, a man's poem.
I'll pay for a deaf-mute gymnast nymphomaniac with big beer sums who owns a bar on a golf course and loves to send me fishing and drinking, precious. This doesn't rhyme, and I don't give a shifact. It bounces! It freezes! Take it off us!
I want to call them poetry nights.
So juicy sweet!
Big Busums.
Big Busums.
Big Busums. Precious Busums.
Send me fishing and drinking. In the mail.
So juicy sweet.
Deaf mute. Deaf mute. Fuck you!
Fuck you.
Hey, oh my person.
God, that was such a... That was... I feel like that was a million years ago. I had forgotten about that part.
Even does Gollum this person know that real dolls are a thing?
It just sounds so much better coming out of Gollum's mouth.
You can't leave your bar on a golf course to your real doll. Like, that shit doesn't happen outside of Lars and the real
doll. Not if they're brought to life by magic.
Ooh.
Oh my god, what a terrifying fucking life things. That would be. Okay. So we're going to end up on this.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Which is the Lord's Prayer written by a 15-year-old.
Sorry to repeat myself, but when you say end of this, you mean we're killing ourselves after this, right?
Yes, we
will. I'm praying for the sweet release of death.
The Kool-Aid that I gave you guys at the beginning was not just to drink so your throat doesn't get dry. So,
excuse me, it's Flavor-Aid.
Oh, sorry. We're not sponsored by Kool-Aid.
You mean it wasn't you?
Can we have one episode where we don't mention Flavor-Aid?
So...
Edit point.
Why are we... Now you're just saying edit point.
To make sure it stays
edit point.
In.
God damn it.
Lord's Prayer, written by a 15-year-old. Lord's Prayer. By a 15-year-old school kid.
So wait, what is this and who wrote it? And how old was he?
Oh,
who got an A? Who got an A plus for this entry? Who got an A plus?
Oh yes, Alex Chabot. That's a Lord's Prayer by a 15-year-old for 500.
Totally awesome. That's in a parenthetical. Totally awesome.
But with the exclamation point on the outside.
totally
awesome. So scream the E.
Totally awesome. The Lord's Prayer is not allowed in most U.S. public schools anymore. You could say it, you just can't have the teacher lead it. A kid in Minnesota wrote the following.
Wait, if the Lord's Prayer is not allowed in schools, then why did he get an A+ for writing the Lord's Prayer?
I don't know.
Teacher fighting the man.
Strange military gave him an A+.
He got the A+ from the president.
Oh, wait, sorry, never mind. I'm assuming that the answer to the question, who got an A+ for this entry?
It's not a real A+ if it's from Obama. Kid.
It's, you know what, no, it's they gave him an A+ for it at the GameStop, and everybody applauded, and the girl behind the counter told him how cool his fedora was.
Mitt Romney gave him an A+, and he was like, you should have been president.
And then Paul Ryan's there crying, because that's what he always does.
Okay.
More like Paul crying.
Oh!
All right, let's get this started. New school prayer. Tildy, 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 right. Tildy, tildy,
I'm
tildy,
sitting.
Tildy, 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 tildy.
Okay, so we're gonna...
That's how you pronounce the tildes.
There's a lot of them.
Now I sit me down in school where praying is against the rule. For this great nation under God... finds mention of him very odd.
God, what's that? I don't even understand.
If scripture now that class recites, it violates the Bill of Rights, and any time I had a bow becomes a federal matter now.
Our hair can be purple, orange, or green. That's not true. At most schools, that's against dress code. That's no offense, semicolon. It's a freedom scene. The fuck's that mean?
Period, period.
Period, period.
Man, it's a freedom scene.
The law is...
This ain't a freedom scene, it's a goddamn arms race.
Oh god, I was gonna make that show.
The law is...
Thank you for...
Edit point.
The law is specific, the law is precise. Prayer is spoken aloud or a serious vice. Woohoo.
For praying in a public hall might offend someone with... no faith at all. Period, period. In silence alone, we must meditate. God's, comma, God's name is prohibited by the state. Period, period.
I think this is supposed to be a second stanza, but there's no space, no line break.
So you get double stanzas.
Oh, cool. Yes, we're allowed to cuss and dress like freaks and pierce our noses, tongues, and cheeks.
How old They've is the person guns. That writes? So, no, how old Cheek is this piercings? Person? 15?
15.
15.
Why does he sound like he's like 85?
Yeah.
He got help. Because he's 85.
He's born again.
Oh, God. But he was born again, like, straight into a rocking chair, like, yelling at black kids in the street. They've outlawed guns, but first, the Bible. To quote the good book, makes me liable. That rhymes.
Also, is this person saying that they shouldn't outlaw guns on a school grounds? That's not...
No, because the Bible.
Obama.
God would have a gun.
Yeah, why shouldn't I be able
God
to...
God made guns in his image.
Why shouldn't I be able to shoot the guy with orange hair? He's probably gay.
Yeah, he's got... He's a
Fuck you, David M.
And lo, God, they come from the heavens and shoot out thunder and scream, this is my boomstick.
We can elect a pregnant senior queen and the unwed daddy our senior king. It's inappropriate to teach right from wrong. We're taught that such judgments do not belong. Period, period. I have a second period because that's the one the pregnant senior queen missed.
Oh, shit!
No.
We can get our condoms and birth controls, study witchcraft, vampires, and totem poles, period,
what?
Period, period.
The only wow, time you study witchcraft is talking about how they were put to death.
Yeah, but the Ten Commandments are not allowed. No word of God must reach this crowd.
Totem poles, there's, like, fucking pictures of those in every textbook, because it's like, here, this is the thing that you will find in certain areas of the United
Totem
States.
Totem poles aren't real, they're religious something.
Totem
that's,
poles
wait,
are liberal wait, propaganda
wait,
telling
yeah,
us
I'm
that
confused.
There were people here Why? Before the mighty whiteys.
It's scary here, I must confess. When chaos reigns, the school's
chaos
a mess.
Reigns.
You died.
So what, it's like Shadow in charge of the school now?
I was making the Antichrist jokes, but...
Same difference.
Wait, no, it should be Tails, because I was a fox.
Okay. So, Lord, this silent plea I make, should I be shot, my soul please take. Amen.
Amen.
If you aren't ashamed to do this, please pass it on, period, period. Jesus said, if you are ashamed of me, I will be ashamed of you before my father. Tida 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 tida. Awesome!
Awesome!
So what did we learn?
That women are objects.
Guns are more sexually satisfying than a woman!
Blondes are the fucking stupidest. Oh my god, let me tell you about blondes. Blondes think...
what about
porn? Cesarean section.
Blondes don't think.
That's your mistake. All grapefruit hag, but what are your thoughts on four non-blondes?
Oh, I don't have any. I don't even know what genre that means.
I said, hey!
What's going on?
What's
yeah,
going on?
I was
going
to say, I if you asked me, I could not tell you a four non-blonde song, but apparently I can.
I was going to say, what I learned to hear is that apparently guns shouldn't be in school, but if I get shot, please take my soul.
No, guns should be in school. You misunderstood what this person was saying.
But
what I learned, I think, is that, like, this is so, you know, so I don't disclaimer, I don't like South Park, but there was I do remember watching the Scientology episode, and there was that thing that's like, this is what Scientologists actually believe. And I feel like you could under this whole website just have like a subtitle that is, this is what Trump supporters actually believe. Like,
yeah.
Like, there's a certain.
Well, we're all Trump supporters like, now because he's the president.
Shut up, Fred.
Yeah. But there's a certain slice of let's just be, you know, let's be selfish here and say America. I'm sure they exist in every country, mm-hmm. but that like they're gonna be shitty until the day they die, and all we have to do is wait. But like mm-hmm. they're shitty in a very specific way that is clearly dying, and that people have realized, like, you know what, this is, you know, like compassion and a greater degree of empathy and, like, maybe actually trying to be funny when you tell a joke instead of just reaching for what's cheap and offensive, like, that maybe that makes us all better. Like, that culture, like, the world around them has started to realize, yeah, that shit won't fly anymore. And they're just going to be on shitty websites, like, pretending that it's 1992, pretending that it's 1976, until they fucking die. Which can't be soon enough.
I was gonna say, can I just change what I learned today?
Okay.
Well, I'll say, apparently, I learned that apparently marriage just sucks.
Well, what I learned today is that apparently 67.5% of men wear tidy whities.
Yeah.
And no, but on a serious note,
I don't remember when I was tidy whities, but I guess I'm just the 25% of men that was never tidy whities at any point in my life.
Or you could be part of the 90% that lies.
Before the fairy godmother cast her spell. At midnight, I'm going to turn back into some tidy whities.
No, at midnight, oh, no. The slit in your underwear will seal back up.
It'll move from the back to the front.
Oh, no.
No, but so, some. No, but, you know, honestly, though, something that I did learn today is that apparent unbridled hatred and, like, just pure despisement of people you don't like does not make for very good comedy.
Yeah.
No.
I also think we learned where Breitbart writers get their material.
Yeah.
I learned that moving out of bumblefuck nowhere, Pennsylvania, into a city was a good idea because I feel like a lot of people from my hometown would like a lot of stuff on this website.
Oh, God.
Because I remember, name drop here, my school was a certain school that tried to teach intelligent design as a science. And
oh, no.
I remember there was a girl who had a shirt that said, "Dear God, why is there bullying in schools?" And God says, "Because I'm not allowed in schools."
I heard that before, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, that whole 15-year-old rewrite of the Lord's Prayer, I'm like, wow, she'd probably post that on her Facebook with all of her anti-abortion and Obama's a Muslim crap, so.
And if you want to make posts about how Obama's a Muslim, where are you going to go? You go to Ball Pit!
What's that URL?
That's balp.it.
And now the bonus round. What website can you find our stuff at?
That's thefmin.us.
You got it!
Yay!
thefmin.us.
thefmin.us.
The Fminus.
All right, now you can finally go kill ourselves. Goodbye, everybody!
Wait, I think...
Okay!
Okay, yeah, never mind, I'm gonna kill myself.
I'm so tired. I want to punch things.
Oh, me too. Ask your dentist about hemorrhoids today.